Okay, so we often talk about role modeling, being a role model and finding role models in life. Now, role modeling is a very, very troubling concept because ideally everyone should see HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly and shouldn't need to look to other people for your avodas Hashem, and it creates hierarchy, it creates inauthenticity. I'm a role model, who's a role model? Who's really a role model? Right? There was an athlete about 25 years ago, who was it?
Charles Barkley
says an athlete who wasn't behaving in ways that people expected sports athletes to behave. And the basic point was, I'm an athlete. I'm not meant to be a role model. So let me play ball. Stop asking me to be a role model. Okay, so that's a funny way to highlight the complexity of role modeling. So let's talk a little bit about role modeling and authenticity. Okay? This week's Parsha, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus. So with all the euphoria and all the excitement about building the Mishkan, it all crashes to the ground because they call in the accountants. When you call in the accountants, everything's going to go south. They come in with their books and their ledgers and their spreadsheets. And Moshe has to give an accounting. This is Moshe Rabbeinu, who was up in Shemayim, who had scaled the heavens, who had brought Paro to his knees. Just think about how Shmos begins and how Shmos ends. Shmos begins with Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayar Kitov, Ateros HaKitov, the house is full of light. Miracles are performed to save Moshe's life. He sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the Sneh, and now he has to sit in front of the accountants. How much gold was taken, how much silver was collected, how much copper. They're auditing him. They've got their pencils out. They've got their pencils up on their heads. They're sitting there, okay, Moshe. They're collecting all the information. Asher pukad al pi Moshe. And the obvious answer is that Moshe wants to avoid any suspicion. And especially when it comes to money, people are always going to be suspicious. And we'll talk about they actually were suspicious. So Moshe sits and gives a full accounting, and not only does he give an accounting, but as the Medrash says, Eile Pekudei Mishkan Mishkan Haiduch, Asher Pukad Al Pi Moshe. What does Al Pi Moshe mean? He didn't sit there by himself and give an accounting. He brought in Al Pi Moshe Biad Isamar Ben Aharon HaKohen. He brought in Istamar and said, Itamar, join me. And Itamar also gave an accounting. So Moshe provided his ledger. And Itamar, who was also in charge to supervise, provided his ledger, or together they gave an accounting. So Chazal derived from this story, from Moshe Rabbeinu in the Medrash, the concept of Maris Ayin. That when it comes to money issues, you can't just be right. You have to be beyond suspicion. As we would say, you have to be squeaky clean. You have to be transparent. Moshe could have very easily said, look, I'm not a thief. I didn't steal any money. I did the right thing. I know I'm right. Other people say what they want. They'll always sneer. They'll always mock. They'll always jeer. I'm doing what's right. Answer is no. You have to be squeaky clean and avoid any trace of suspicion. And that's called the halacha of Maris Ayin. And the halacha of Maris Ayin, when it's stated by the Mishnah, is about theft. So, for example, Maris Ayin that the Medrash quotes, which is from the Mishnah, is that when the people would walk into the Lishkas Hagazis to take some money out from that area where they kept all the coins, so they could bring korbanos. The person who went in had to go in without any hems, without any areas on his clothing that someone could have suspected he'd be hiding a few coins in. So the clothing had to be very, very smooth. Again, we didn't really have hems, but their clothing had a lot, many more hems and openings. And to come with a completely smooth clothing, most people would assume, oh, you're going in, you're taking some money, you're skimming some off the side. So we derive from Parshas Pekudei financial transparency. Nekiyah me'Hashem me'Yisrael. V'isim nekiyah me'Hashem me'Yisrael, as Moshe Rabbeinu one day will tell, B'nei Gad, B'nei Reuven, Chatzi Shevet Menashe, that you can't just do what you think is right, you have to do what's right by other people. But I don't want to talk just about avoiding suspicion of financial theft. I want to talk in a more general sense about this balance between, on the one hand, knowing that people will say things about you or look at you and draw inspiration or otherwise from you. But if your whole life is, people are looking at me and I have to make sure I set the right example and I'm a role model, then you can be very artificial, you're very inauthentic, you're driven by public opinion, you become very, very haughty. I want to tell people how to behave. And it's such a challenge in life. And when I say these challenges, it means you'll never solve them. You'll always be toggling between the two and saying, am I too far to this extreme? Too far to that extreme. And so you just have to toggle all the time to make sure that you don't radicalize. Right? Do you want to be someone, maybe the most honest person? I know a lot of honest people that say, once they start playing to public opinion, Once they start thinking about how people are viewing me, then I become a show. I become a shadow of myself. I'm just there for people to look at me. And I'm not driven by internal conviction and internal values. It's all about my mother, Baruch Hashem. She's a daughter of a rabbi. And she talked to me a lot about growing up, especially in those days, in the 50s and 60s and 70s, where rabbis' families felt like they were on display. And everyone was looking at the rabbis, and it was looking at the rabbi's children. And it's a very hard place to be in when you feel like you always have to be able to say, not just it's emotionally and psychologically hard, but it also leads to a lot of dishonesty and a lot of disingenuousness. So you could just say, I'll just do what's right, and I don't care. I'm not going to pander. I'm not going to accommodate. In Musa, a lot of people do. I'm going to specifically attract suspicion, just so I should guard myself against trying to behave based on winning people's approval. On the other hand, people are looking at you. And if you really believe in your life, I don't think people are looking at you because you're a Rebbe. One of the occupational hazards is being a Rebbe, is that people are looking at you. I hate when I go to, I mean, I don't want to say I hate, but when I go to communities to speak, which I genuinely enjoy, the hardest part of going to the community are not the amount of speeches I'm giving or getting on the plane. It's just very often in communities, the protocol is the rabbi has to sit up front on stage. And it's not, I don't want to say Shema when people are looking at me. I want to say Shema to myself. I want to dive into myself. Okay, that's the one in Rome. Do like Rome. That's what you have to accommodate. So, and the Medrash actually says that despite Moshe's best efforts, the sneerers and jeerers were mocking him. When he was wealthy, he said, oh, you know how Moshe became wealthy? We know how he became wealthy. The Medrash says he collected the extra jewels and the extra stones from making the luchos. That's how he became wealthy. But the jeerers and the mockers said, oh, he became wealthy because he probably skimmed some off on the side from the Mishkan, probably skimmed off some gold, skimmed off some nechoshes. So people are always going to look at you and draw conclusions if you don't live up to your game, as we would say. And sometimes people will dishonestly draw their own conclusions from their perceived religious weakness of yours. So let's say, for example, you come back from yeshiva and you're in shul, and people, let's say some of your friends weren't in yeshiva, or some of your friends weren't as successful in yeshivas, hopefully you are and will be, or people that don't appreciate Torah, and they'll see you, let's say, talking during Chazaras Hashatz. They'll say, oh, you see, so-and-so is yeshiva, but he talks, therefore I can, and they won't stop the talking. They'll say, they'll use your behavior to justify their own malfunctions and their own weaknesses and their own... It's not fair. But it's not about being fair. If you really want to spread Kiddushas Hashem, you want to spread Shem Shemayim, Mishayev Al Yadcha, that you believe that you want other people to be as excited about Avodas Hashem as you are, you have to be conscious that people are going to draw example from your behavior. And when you're in a public setting, you have to be a role model, not in a way that's offensive and that's self-promotional, but people are going to be looking at you and associating you, hopefully, with Torah, and associating you, hopefully, with serious Avodas Hashem. And you have to find that balance between authenticity and inwardness and performing Avodas Hashem when no one's watching, and because you want to be an Avodas Hashem in the most private and pure and noble way, but also knowing that people are looking at you, especially in the public sphere, and drawing conclusions that may not be fair, but in the end, it's not about being fair and being right. It's about reaching the goal of spreading Yirat Shamayim and spreading Avas Hashem. So it's impossible for me to tell you how to navigate those obstacles. I can just give you three or four guidelines to keep in mind. As you grow up, as you mature, here are three or four guidelines. First of all, most importantly, the gap between your public persona and your private performance has to be as small as possible. Some cases it becomes so wide and so broad, and you're one person in public and one person in private, you become a hypocrite and become a liar and a cheat and a faker. And when you're in public, you put on a mask and you behave in a certain way, and there's no excuse for hypocrisy. If you're dishonest and hypocritical, no human being is perfect. No one will ever be the same person in public that they'll be in private, for obvious reasons. But the gap should be as small as possible. If you feel the gap is starting to become too large, and you're one person when people are watching because you want them to admire you, or even the Shem Shemayim because you want them to be Ovdei Hashem, but then at home, when the private prince thinks it's a complete and total, I'm not saying a collapse here or there, but a complete and total gap or discrepancy, and there's no place for hypocrisy in Avodas Hashem. Number two, when it comes to any selfishness, you have to be very, very careful to set the right example. That's why this whole story about Moshe possibly taking money, in their eyes, Moshe has to be extra careful to set the right tone. He said, look, I'm an honest person. I don't need to show the crowd that I'm honest. I know that I'm honest. When it comes to any suspicion of financial theft or financial misappropriation of funds, or not just financial, but anything that people will sense is you're greedy or selfish, as if you're worried, will they sense that I'm in Minyan on time or something? Okay, say, I don't have to explain myself to people. I want to come to Minyan or whatever I want to serve for the right reasons. But when it comes to people suspecting that you are taking from public funds or acting in a way that's greedy and selfish, you have to steer as far as possible from that behavior, even if it means trying to explain yourself and go overboard to make sure that people don't reach that conclusion by being very public about it. That's why Moshe is very public about his accounting, and to be transparent. Number three, if you see yourself as a role model at any level, you have to be very, very careful to guard your humility. Because one of the stages towards arrogance and haughtiness and self-aggrandizing is, well, I'm a role model. And that's a way to sanitize your arrogance. Yeah, I'm a role model. I'm different. I'm better. There's a very thin line between seeing yourself as a role model and seeing yourself as someone that represents something larger than yourself and haughtiness and arrogance and thinking too highly of yourself. So you just have to ask yourself, in my attempt to set the right tone for other people I know are taking their cue from me, is it causing me to be arrogant, or am I able to maintain my humility? And the third issue is as follows. Is it motivation or is it substance? Let's say you're more firm in public, or you bring your A game in public, and you're more successful in your avodah zarah in public because you know that people are watching you and you want to set the right tone. But does it feel right when you actually daven, let's say, with more kavanah because people are watching you? Does that feel right in what you'd like to be, but you know, you just don't have that much motivation? So when you daven by yourself or other areas, you'd like to be that, but so the public setting and knowing that people are watching you and taking an example from you gives you extra motivation, but you really like that feeling. That's the way you'd like to daven all the time. You'd like to be as honest all the time. You'd like to be as much of a masmid all the time or as kind all the time. But in the public setting, it's a little more motivation, so you raise your game. Or you feel total artificial. It's a total show. It's total cant. You're just exhibiting yourself, and it's not really what you'd like to be in your heart of hearts, and you just... It's hard for me to give you parameters to help you guide, but it's important for me to give you that inner doubt to always toggle between the two. If you're only setting examples for others, you're inauthentic and you become hollow. If you don't care about other people, then you may invite people who manipulate what they see in you for their own religious apathy or religious indifference, but in the end, whether it's their fault or your fault, you're still responsible, because you want to reflect Hashem in this world. So think very, very carefully about that ability in life to balance and calibrate inner authenticity, not caring what people around you think or say, but also knowing that people will think and say, and as someone that hopes to represent Hashem in this world, that's something you have to keep in mind. Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.